Welcome to Your Support Group Podcast, home of the number one podcast that supports you and what you like to do. As always, it's your usual suspects, but we ain't commit no crime. Kenny and Q. How you doing, Q?
I'm good. How are you?
Can't complain. Won't nobody listen. I live in a house with a bunch of women.
I hear you.
Yeah. So today's topic, and it's going to be a good one. And this one is for the fellas. As you can see, I'm drinking my drink.
He's sipping his tea, y'all.
Sipping my tea. Today's question, and I mean, today's topic, which is going to be a good question, is how do men feel about the whole dating scene? Like something like a Lori Harvey type woman being around, or a Lori Harvey type man. But this one is more directed towards the fellas. So Q, go ahead and ask your questionings.
So this is my question, and I've asked this before. After the whole situation with Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan broke up, and then were all the guys were like, you know, see, this is why, you know, we do what we do. Y'all women, y'all waste people time, all the money he just spent, you know, dating her, and now she's talking about she don't want to be in a serious committed relationship. And so it got me to thinking, you know, I've dated guys before, obviously. And sometimes those, you know, that dating process didn't pan out into an actual relationship. And my question to like you and other men out there, when you're dating a woman, like for me, dating is the process to get to know a person, to see if you want to be in a relationship, which would lead to something that is going to be a commitment, such as maybe a long-term partnership, which could be marriage, whatever that looks like for you and your situation. A lot of people don't believe in marriage. Some people just believe in partnerships, whatever that looks like. Do you feel like the money, the gifts, the trips, the dinners, the cottage rides, the cruises, the et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is that a waste of time? You feel like a woman's wasting your time if that doesn't pan out into an actual long-term commitment when you finally say, hey, girl, boo thang, let's go ahead on and make this official. And she be like, you know, I just don't think I'm ready. You feel like, you know, she played you? Do you feel like, oh, well, let me just move on to the next?
You know, it's not a question of whether or not you've been played, is whether or not you played yourself. I'm always looking at the honesty portion of did, you know, for example, Lori Harvey tell Michael B. Jordan up front that, you know, hey, this is just a dating thing. This is nothing serious. Did both of you communicate with one another well enough to get an understanding to say, hey, this is what we're doing here. We're not moving forward with anything serious. We're just hooking up and having a blast, basically. When you put a whole bunch of effort into something that means nothing, it hurts. But at the same time, if the communication was there that it wasn't nothing serious, then it shouldn't hurt as bad. And the only person that's going to look like Boo Boo the Fool is you, because that person told you exactly what they wanted or what they didn't want. It's rather sad, but men have to do those kind of things when they're dating a woman. I mean, I'm not saying it got to be extravagant or anything like crazy, but a man has to do some portion of that, because women like the romantic, the engagement, the thrill of certain things. A woman don't want to be with a stale, born man, you know? So you're going to have to like go get the horse and carriage type ride or something like that. You get what I'm saying? Like you're going to have to spend some bread. But if you know that it's nothing serious, then you're going to limit your spending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, because back in the day, you know, and this is like taking it real back old school, whenever, like, say, for instance, I was a young girl, 16 years old, and my father was like, okay, you're old enough to see, have suitors now. And uh-huh. the suitors were a bunch of men who had some type of wealth or they had some type of status, and they would come and they would sit and they would say, this is what I have to offer. And then my father would say, okay, so which one? Because it's time for you to get the hell up out of here. Go, you know, go do your own thing. Right. You know what I'm saying? So guys understood, like, okay, I have to be able to show what resources I have to woo this person into my household. You know what I mean? So it was an understanding, and I understand, like, the guy understood, like, if she said yes, that the woman was going with him. But these days it's not really like that. So it's like you're kind of playing Russian roulette. You might be spending a whole lot of money, and then it might not pan out to nothing. And I ain't gonna lie, there's some females out there or women who do play the game. They want to see which guy is going to spend the most money in. Right. They are not always looking for the commitment. They just want you to spend money.
And they're not honest.
Personally, not that kind of girl, but right. there are women that are like that.
Yeah.
And it's disheartening.
And it, like I said, it's heartbreaking, you know, because I mean, a guy is going to put in effort because he wants to be with that. See, that's the thing. You know, a woman already knows when they look at a man, what they feel, what they think, their whole entire perspective. They don't circle their whole entire life, whether or not this man is going to fit into, he fits right in this corner right here. Okay, yes. Oh, he fits in the whole circle. Okay. The woman already knows what the man is doing. He like, look, 7-11.
Yeah.
You know, he throwing the dice about there and saying, whoo. I hope this is the right one, you know? And when the man opens up, because, you know, we men, it's hard to open up, you know, and show our full self. And we start doing things and spending money. And to us, you know, money is part of our heart. You know what I'm saying? If we giving away our money, it's like, hey, you know, I love you, girl. Take this $200 and go buy you some, you know, some snacks or something. I don't know. Just take the 200, you know, and just using it as an example, you know, when Michael B. Jordan, I've seen the photos and the video when Michael B. Jordan was up over there, you know, at the house playing pool with Steve Harvey, and he gave him that watch for Christmas and stuff. I said, this is looking kind of serious. And Lori Harvey, she got the history of not really wanting nothing that serious. So, right. You know, once that door is opened up to a man, and this is for the women, once a man starts buying you gifts and you don't feel that way about that man, or you don't see yourself in a relationship with that man long term, you need to tell him, hold up, slow down. I thank you for this, yeah. But, you know, it's all right to say no.
Yeah,
it's all right to stop the man, you know, and it won't hurt our feelings. It just gives us the confirmation or the communication that okay, she's not wanting nothing too serious.
Right, we're not on the same wavelength. Like I'm thinking down the line, and she's like, nah, this is something in the moment. And like you said.
Or like Chris Tucker said, slow down, Tito, goddamn.
Right. Right, exactly. So for me, I know a lot, some ladies like to be wine and dine. And I'm okay with some amount of wine and dining. But I've always felt like that will come when we get to a place where I'm your woman. Don't be trying to buy me no whole lot of crazy stuff, because if I'm not feeling you like that, I don't want you to feel like, well, dang, you played me or whatever. So for me, like my husband and I always tell people our first date was $40. Like we went out dancing. The women get in free. The men pay. We bought a couple of bottle waters. Then we went out to breakfast after that. He went his way. I went my way. But that was our process.
I'm going to blow your mind with this one. Right. I'm going to blow your mind with this one. Me and my wife's first date, my wife actually paid for dinner. I was like, oh, she's serious about her moves. Okay. I'm digging this, you know, even though, you know, I was raised, you know, as a gentleman, you know, I'm going to, if I ask you out on a date, I'm going to pay for said date. But my wife had other plans. She was like, oh, okay, I got you. And so when the bill came, I went to the bathroom or something. Right when the bill was coming, I was like, I'm about to go run to the bathroom right quick. They were supposed to be coming back with the bill. And I'll be right back. Now, to some people, that would sound kind of sketchy. But
like how you just gonna go to the bathroom?
I know, right? But we was having such a good conversation. And I just didn't want to stop having the conversation. Like, we was having a great time. You know, it was our first date. First time being out together. And so when I came back, I was like, the waitress come with the check? She was like, yeah. I was like, where is it? She was like, I paid for it. And I was like, oh, okay. I see where this is going. Okay, I got to step my game up now. So right. I just snipped off the string of the other little hoes. Yeah. Just let them fall to the wayside. And I said, okay, this is where I'm going. You know, and a lot of times, you know, when it comes to men, if we see a potential mate, you know, no matter how we may feel or how we don't feel, you know, or even if it's communicated, we may try to push forward. Like if somebody like we really, really, really like, we want to be with. A man, he'll tell you, oh, okay, I'm not going to have no feelings involved. I'm with you. I know you don't want nothing that serious. That Negro wants you. if he's calling you back to back, telling you good morning, good night, although it's been communicated and he will say it verbatim, I know what you said. You don't want nothing serious, but I just wanted to tell you good morning. Yeah. He will say that.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing though. It's like so weird because it seems like, and it's just like a conundrum that we're in. You say, okay, we're both just in this thing, nothing serious. But if you tell somebody that, then it's almost like, I'm going to see if I can change mine. And it goes on both sides. Like sometimes women will do that to guys. Like the guy will straight up and be like, this is just what it is. And women will, I've been in that position too. Oh, I'm going to do all these things. And then he's going to fall in love and he ain't going to never want to go. And it's like, it don't work that way. If the person is telling you they don't want it, they don't want it. And even if you, and the person is not going to stop you from loving them. So if you going to give the love and you going to cook food and you going to do nice things, hell yeah, they going to take it. They not going to stop you. Say, I don't want this love, girl. I don't want this love, boy. They going to do it, but
it goes back to what I said. It goes back to what I said. It's okay to say no. Sometimes you got to put an end to it. Is everything okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought so.
Yes. I'm like, girl, you better run. Let me down 911. But sometimes it's okay to say no. I mean, if you, for example, if you're saying that you don't want nothing serious, but your actions and the way that you're moving is showing something different to the person that you told that you don't want nothing serious, then both of y'all need to have a conversation and communicate about what's going on here. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's a lot of women who do things for a man as if they are in a relationship. And I'm not coming down on women, but I'm saying, you know, you don't want him.
Yeah.
But you're just continuously hanging on or basically using him until you get to the next thing. So what I'm saying is you don't want nothing serious with that person. But the next person come along, you get married and have about 4 kids. Because I've seen it happen. You know, sometimes it's not that you don't want a relationship at all. It's just that you don't want a relationship with that person. So you continue to use that person for whatever they're giving you and however they're treating you. And then as soon as that next person come along, oh, I'm ready to get married. And then that person that you feeling that way about, guess what? They don't want nothing serious.
Right.
Or they playing games.
Yeah.
You know, and then now you mad and you want to go back to Ray Ray. But Ray Ray, he don't found somebody who matches what he wants. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
it's a funny game.
It is. I think just like you said earlier, we have to be upfront about what our intentions are. And when we set those intentions, we have to stick by them. And then it's okay to, if things change down the line, go back and reevaluate, have another conversation. Like, look, we both said this is not going to be serious, but we're both doing serious type things in this relationship. So are we still not serious, or are we moving towards serious? Like we have, and that's the thing. I feel like a lot of times people, we're not doing in relationship. We're not having those communications. We're not having that feedback. We're not doing the follow-ups. We're just existing in relationships and just thinking the other person, right. We're thinking the other person can read our mind and they know what we're trying to do. Like, people can't read your mind. Like, you might think they can, but they can't. they really just can't do that. They don't have those kind of powers.
I put it like this. And I say it this all the time. I say it to my wife and I say it to my kids. Make me a note. Put it in text, put it on my calendar, because I will not remember it. I will not.
Yeah.
And all of it matters to me, because I want to do for y'all. I want to make sure y'all good. But if it's not set in stone, when it's not written, it's not set in stone to me, you know, I can say, oh, okay, this can be moved around. Or I don't have to do this at this moment. I can do this later. So.
Yeah.
You know, sit down, get some things written in stone. It's okay to communicate with a person that you don't want to move on or be serious with. But at least you have that communication and that understanding of where this is going. Because I'm telling you, once emotions get involved, you start busting windows out cars. You start doing crazy stuff. I don't know why you don't want me. Listen, I told you from the giddy up, this is what it is. And the busting windows and doing all that crazy stuff goes for dudes nowadays, too. Because some of y'all got some female traits like I've never seen before. So, yeah.
Right.
It goes both ways, you know.
It does.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I mean, this is coming from somebody who dated a lot of people to get to where I found me somebody who made me happy. And guess what I told them up front? This is what it is. We're not. We ain't.
Right.
You know, don't. Nope. What you doing here? I'm getting ready to leave. And as soon as they leave, I go right back in the house and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Just no.
And that's important too. Like, as men, y'all have to be straight up too. Like, once you find a woman that fits what you looking for, like y'all vibing together, y'all on the same wavelength, don't be afraid to tell that woman that's what you want. It's like, stop being out here trying to, you know, look hard and all crazy in front of your guy friends. Like, no, man, it ain't that serious, you know. I'm just trying to play how I play, you know. another one. And then you wind up missing out on a good woman because you're trying to do all this crazy stuff. You need to stop trying to act like a dude.
I thought you was about to draw on a mustache or something, you know. You got a lot of them on TikTok now drawing on mustaches, trying to play like dudes. But, you know, like I said, some of these dudes have female traits. It comes to you just being really not honest with that other person, but just honest with yourself. If you're honest with yourself, would you want somebody to do you that way? Would you want somebody to treat you, you know, or string you along? I mean, no, nobody wants that. Nobody wants their time wasted. Time is too precious, you know. And then y'all laying down together. Eventually, one night, you will not practice safe sex. And this is how you end up with a baby daddy and a baby mama that you don't get along with. You know, I'm just saying, you know, y'all spend a lot of time around one another. Something slips up. Or it goes to the keep a chick baby or the keep the guy baby. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's just that's why you got to be upfront and honest. And sometimes, you know, that upfront and honesty may come in. It may come in and cause, you know, you two to not have that intimacy or that type of sexual relationship. But who cares? You being honest and upfront. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think a lot of times, too, you know, when it comes to guys, we will say some things to get the buns.
Right. Yeah, and the sometimes it be lies because you're just trying to get in.
Guys, and I'm just going to say this. I'm going to make sure we hear this, okay? We got to all hear this. Guys, the ones in the background, I'm not hearing you. We will say some stuff to get the butt. And that's not good either.
It's not.
Cause see, fellas, I'm here to help you. Uncle Kenny is here to help you. Fellas, when you have sex with a woman, a lot of times a woman gets attached. She may tell you, oh, that didn't mean nothing. That was just sex. She has an innie. You have an outie. The same way we see cheating as men, I'm talking to you, as men cheating, there's no emotion involved. But when women cheat, it's said that it's emotion involved. It's the same thing when you lie to get the butt. It's emotion involved. So, you don't soup the head up now. She thinking y'all serious. And then the next day, you don't call her and tell her good morning or good night or call and tell her any damn thing. And then next thing you know, she's at your front door looking at you all crazy because you don't lie. Don't lie. Mm-hmm. Keep it honest. Keep it 100.
At least,
just saying,
if you just want the booty, don't be good at it. Don't be going down there, blowing out backs and snatching people's souls. And then you're talking about wondering why the girl on your front door sat that with a bat. You know you can't be doing all that. Just be regular. Level 2. Don't be up there level 999.
Oh, man. Listen, don't be doing no around the world. Don't be doing no around the world. You know, don't be doing dime, nickel, quarter. Look, keep it
just simple. Regular.
Keep it.
Don't give a nut. You know, don't be blowing the mind.
Leave the man on the boat. Leave the man on the boat. Okay.
Oh shit. You know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all be trying to do too much and then be wondering why your tires are slashed. Sir, you didn't have to do all of that.
Why, look, she showed up at your door. Why you do me like that?
Yeah, exactly.
I just wanted some more.
Oh my god. Okay. But, okay.
Okay. We are professionals. This is good water here. But can you tell the truth? Yes.
Oh Lord.
Yes. Look, and ladies, if he start going there, say, no.
Right.
You about to have me messed up in the head.
Exactly. Mm-mm. Just say time out. Encroachment, 5-yard penalty. Take it back.
Or hit him with that Wesley pipes. You go ahead and take some of that out.
Right. Right.
Ooh,
Lord.
Oh, boy. Lord, Lord, Lord. This is a deep conversation, though, for real. Because there's so many different variables and there's so many different things that men and both women do. And it causes so much confusion. But at the same time, the only thing you got to do is just be honest and communicate. Honest. In communication will quell all these issues.
Right.
Exactly. Just my opinion.
I say
and know around the world tricks.
Love that.
And know around the world tricks. Keep you around the world at your world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, with all that said, if nobody told you today that they love you, we do. If you haven't had an opportunity to subscribe, go ahead and do that. We here. Yeah, the neck still works. Yep, we here. So click it. Get a ticket. It rhymed. Tune in next week, and we'll see you then. Peace out. Just support.